welcome to the third episode of Beyond Boundaries Fantastic Four. I'm your host and HP Business Development Manager at TD SYNNEX, Jack Dark. In today's episode, we'll be exploring some of Intel's latest AI innovations, as well as the programs, partnerships, and advantages TD SYNNEX can offer to help you support and grow business. Joining me for today's conversation is Jesse Morse, Intel Business Development at TD SYNNEX. Jesse, thank you for joining us today. Let's begin with the first question. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role here at TD SYNNEX?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jack. So I started at TD SYNNEX about 3 years ago. I came in as a solutions associate on the components line. So in that role, I would do NUC configurations. I would directly interface with our customers with CPUs and NICs, things of that nature. Right now, I am a business development representative. So I assist our sales teams as well as our customers with client and server-based products. So anything Intel branded inside, I help with, as well as the Intel Partner Alliance and our Propel Plus program.
Very cool. And yeah, that allows you and I to collaborate on some things, which I always enjoy. I feel like the thing we should talk about first is the thing everybody wants to talk about right now, AI. Do you have some thoughts you'd like to share from an Intel perspective?
Yeah, so AI is everywhere, right? It's all people seem to be talking about right now. And, you know, it's really become integral to our daily lives. And people often don't realize they're using AI, even though they are. So if you're typing an email on Outlook, right, and you start to type a sentence out and Outlook fills in the rest of what you're going to do, that smart reply feature is AI, right? It generates predictive short responses based on prior conversations. All the major corporations use AI, Amazon, Netflix, Facebook, Google Maps, right? They're all using AI algorithms to enhance user experiences and efficiency, you know, in their various domains.
I know, I just started using it, but the AI in Intel has been historically, like, you guys have been involved for a long time. So do you want to talk to me about the history with AI and innovation?
Yeah, so as far as Intel goes, they've actually had the AI in their CPUs for a couple of years now. Intel admittedly did not do a very good job of advertising that they were using AI, but this goes back to even their 11th gen CPUs. So that being said, Intel does have a longstanding presence in the AI landscape. They have a rich history of contributions, and currently we're super excited because they have their new system on a chip. It's the biggest change in about 40 years now, and everything's been totally redesigned for their mobile CPUs, and those are the ones you're going to see in their laptop portfolio. Those are called the Core Ultra line. So this new line incorporates built-in AI acceleration, Intel Arc GPUs for enhanced experiences, and really a focus on achieving a balance between power, performance, and efficiency. So all these efforts underscore Intel's commitment to pushing the boundaries of AI technology.
Very cool. Has Intel partnered with any ISVs for its Core Ultra lineup?
Yeah, so right now they have at least 100 ISVs lined up that are all optimized to run on the new Core Ultra platform at launch. So you have companies like Adobe, Teams, Office, WebEx, Visual Studio. They are all optimized to run on the new Intel Core Ultra platform, and that's something that our competitors can't say. So, you know, Intel's extensive scale and relationship really facilitate widespread accessibility to AI. And like I said, with a roadmap that encompasses over 100 applications, you're going to see significant gains in AI efficiency, graphics performance, and power savings.
I'm very excited to see these. So can you tell us more about the PC itself, the AI PC?
Yeah, so like I said, this is the biggest redesign in about 40 years for Intel. Starting in 2024, it's the new Core Ultra line. So this is tailored as a premium laptop. They're all equipped with something called an NPU, a neural processing unit. It's basically just AI acceleration to enhance productivity while safeguarding your privacy. These processors also incorporate Intel Arc GPUs. You know, that's going to provide high realism gaming and content creation experience. And like I said before, the Core Ultra line aims to achieve a balance between power and performance, and that's going to result in significant gains in AI efficiency, graphics performance, and power savings.
So interesting. I definitely feel gaming is everywhere as well right now, like esports on the HP line. We see that a ton. So with all the great stuff you guys have going on with the product itself, do you have anything program related you'd like to tell us about that Intel's cooking?
Yeah, so the big thing that Intel offers is IPA or the Intel Partner Alliance. So the big thing about that is it allows customers who purchase qualifying Intel components or Intel branded products, such as your HP line, points, right? And then we take these points and we convert them into credit memos, and they're applied directly to your TD SYNNEX account. Additionally, the Intel Partner Alliance offers training courses through Intel Partner University, sales and marketing tools via the Intel Partner Marketing Studio, and lead generation in the Intel Solutions Marketplace. So the Intel Partner University is huge, right? Because like we're talking about right now with AI and what's new technology and what's going on, what's HP have going on. The Intel Partner University allows people to sign on and take courses, and it has everything on there, right? From client, cloud, data center, AI. I mean, everything you could think of is on there. So if you are a company, you can assign every single person in your company a unique login ID. They can log in, they can take all the courses on their own, depending on what their role is. So it's a really great way to stay up on everything AI technology, and see the latest information that's out there.
Absolutely. And who doesn't love like when they onboard new people, taking some of the training and here's some curated content, right? And I even know some distribution teams that use the Intel University as well, to stay up on the latest. And we have something very similar on HP, and I think that is always beneficial to partners.
As the customers are selling to their end users, people can kind of spot when you don't know what you're talking about. So when you have a more educated or the most educated sales force, and you're talking to your end users about all this technology, they're going to know if you're just kind of, tiptoeing your way around it, or if you really have a sound fundamental, education on it. So.
Yeah, well, and I don't know about you. Like sometimes if I'm in a lunch and learn, I'm trying to be as focused as possible, but somebody's teamsing me or a message comes up, and I think it's cool when you can do on-demand content because you know that you have the time to learn. So I think having that on-demand and specific to what's the latest and greatest for a component as well as the products really arms them to go out and speak to the end user.
Yeah, absolutely. And these credit memos that Intel provides are really great, right? Every single dollar matters when you're making a sale. Every penny matters when you're making a sale. So if you can earn these points on the back end, that's going to help you win deals.
So is that when you guys have the Propel Plus program, is the credit memo part of that piece, or is that, can you explain more to us about like the Propel program?
Yeah, so the Intel Partner Alliance is totally free, right? They don't charge anything for it. They just want you to be in the Intel ecosystem. What we offer at TD SYNNEX exclusively is more of like a white glove service with Propel Plus. So, there are a lot of companies who are in these OEM programs, and they say we don't have the bandwidth to manage it. We don't want to be in these programs. It just isn't necessarily a fit for us. Some programs force you to upload invoices, upload receipts, right? And who has time for that? So, with the Intel.
And just the information doesn't always come over, is what I hear too, right? Like sometimes when you're editing it for T's and C's, you don't get complete information.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a hassle, right? So, the biggest thing with us is that we upload all your invoices directly to Intel. So, once you're in the program, that's it. You don't have to worry about anything. We take care of everything for you. There is a dashboard when you sign in, you can see all the invoices. So it's super easy to track. Even with all that, right? Some people still don't want to manage it. So we have our Propel Plus program. So also totally free to join. And what we do is when you sign up for that, you give us a little bit of access into your account. So we can see how many points you have, how many, or I should say the dollar figure that those points equate to. We can see if you have any training credits. So what we can do is we reach out to you proactively. So when you sign up, you get a monthly newsletter that goes over all the specifics of your account. It has how many points you have, if any of them are expiring. Intel runs quarterly promotions as well. So, starting probably in April, I'm sure there will be promotions for the new Core Ultra lineup, right? They might be awarding extra points for it. Or if you buy, a vPro system or an Evo system with HP, right? So there's all these promotions going on that you might not be aware of. So that's included on the newsletter. We also have exclusive Propel Plus webinars. We actually just had one last week where we brought everyone who's in Propel Plus on. We talked about the new Core Ultra lineup. We talked about the prop of, you know, IPA and Propel Plus. We talked about fifth gen Xeon, and those are things that are exclusive to our Propel Plus customers.
That is amazing. And I think it's great that you guys provide the white glove service, because who doesn't want that? You know, make it easy. One thing I'd like to chime in is just the HP person in the room is that you can combine those awesome IPA points with your spiffs through HP, which is great too. So sometimes you can really double dip on an order. So if you're looking at a unit price, you know, thinking about the back end dollars you can earn really makes a difference in some of these opportunities.
It really does. And we've tried to make it easy, you know, so when your team is quoting things out, you know, if you're looking on EC Express or you're getting a quote right there in the notes, it'll say, you know, this qualifies for X amount of IPA points. You know, you can reach out to Propel Plus at tdcinex.com for more information. But, you know, just as an overview, the points to dollar ratio is roughly 10 to 1. So if you're buying something that's, you know, has 55 IPA points in it, that's roughly $5.50 a unit on the back end. So, like I said, it really does make a big deal, especially when, you know, there's some concerns over the economy and job layoffs and everyone's still, you know, pinching every penny they can. Any dollar you get back really helps. And then combine that with the HP program, you can really see some significant gains, you know, in back end dollars for your company.
Absolutely. You know, money talks, and this is all great stuff you've shared with us, and we really appreciate you coming on. Fun fact for those listening, this is my first, it's episode 3, but first podcast I've hosted. So I appreciated Jesse coming on. Like I said, he's an amazing collaborator. Jesse, before we wrap up, is there anything you want to tell our listeners about how to get in touch with you guys or parting information?
Yeah. So like I said, for anything Intel Partner Alliance related, you can reach out to Propel Plus at tdcinex.com. If you have anything branded related, reach out to Intel Branded at tdcinex.com. And, you know, the last thing I want to say is we want to help you in deals. We want you to be buying HP SKUs. If you have, you know, any deals that you need assistance with or questions on, or, hey, can you explain how these HP points work and how these IPA points work? We're more than happy to get on a call, explain it to you. We want you to come to us. We want to be your number one distributor. So please don't hesitate to reach out. We're here to help. We're here to help you win deals with your end user. So, you know, everyone wants to see everybody win.
Absolutely. The HP team seconds that and is happy to help you guys win opportunities. Well, that's pretty much all the time we have left. I wanted to ask you one more question, Jesse. We shared that you listen to podcasts as well. Do you have a favorite, one of favorite podcasts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Oh man. So right now I'm a big, Larry David fan.
Oh, same.
I love Seinfeld. I'm sure like everyone else did. Right. And I watch, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and it's entering its final season. And, I just discovered, I'm not sure how old it is, maybe fairly recently. But there's a Curb Your Enthusiasm podcast going on right now, and Jeff and Susie are hosting it. They go episode by episode talking about each one. If anyone there is an Office fan, it's pretty similar to the Ladies Office podcast or the Office Ladies podcast. That was with Jenna Fisher and I can't think of her name, the person who played Angela. But they do a similar thing, right? So I've been listening to a lot of the Curb Your Enthusiasm podcast, and it's a lot of fun and interesting to hear the background details and how everything came together.
Very cool. Now I have something for my commute home. Well, thank you again for joining us. This has been a fantastic episode of the Fantastic Four HP podcast. Appreciate you stopping by, Jesse, and take care, everybody.